Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of open-source reasoning models, specifically DeepSeek's newly released R1.
Exciting stuff! Reasoning models sound like a big leap. So what makes R1 so special?
Well, it's all about the training strategy. Unlike chat models trained on next token prediction, R1 uses reinforcement learning on chain of thought. This system 2 thinking focuses on what you want, not how to think, perfect for research and planning.
So it's more strategic than just predictive.
Exactly. The paper details a multi-stage training process. First, they fine-tune DeepSeek V3 with chain of thought examples, setting the stage for reinforcement learning.
Reinforcement learning, huh? How does that work here?
They use GRPO, a method from their DeepSeek math paper. They feed the model 144,000 hard, verifiable math and coding problems, each attempted 64 times. Each attempt is scored, then compared to the average score. Tokens leading to better-than-average solutions are reinforced. It's like rewarding good reasoning patterns.
Clever. But is there a downside to this hyper-focus on reasoning?
You hit the nail on the head. The paper mentions potential language mixing issues, a trade-off for enhanced reasoning. That's where a second fine-tuning stage comes in. They cherry-pick 600,000 high-quality reasoning traces from the first RL phase, combine that with non-reasoning writing and QA examples, and boom, strong reasoning and general capabilities restored.
So they basically refine the raw reasoning power with a dose of general knowledge.
Precisely. Then a second round of RL optimizes for helpfulness, harm avoidance, and reasoning, creating a well-rounded model.
Impressive. But what about us folks without supercomputers? Can we play with this?
Absolutely. They've released distilled versions, including a 14B parameter model runnable on many laptops. I even tested it on my 32GB MacBook Pro using LangChain and Llama.
No way. Any quirks you noticed?
Well, there are these think tokens emitted during processing, a bit annoying but removable. I also built a research report assistant using LangGraph and the 14B model. It generates queries, does web searches, summarizes, reflects, and iterates. It's a great way to see the model in action.
It sounds like a powerful tool, even with those think tokens. So what's the big takeaway here?
Open source reasoning models are here. R1 is a huge step forward, giving us insight into cutting-edge training strategies. The distilled models make this power accessible to more people. It's an exciting time for AI.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for breaking this down.
My pleasure. And thanks for listening to Nutty's Show, where we always serve up a blend of cooking, tech, and finance. See you next time.
Goodbye.